This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Once again, this is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Mental Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are visiting with Hugh McGillivray, a cognitive behavioral therapist at Modern Health Solutions Counseling in the Okanagan, British Columbia, Canada area, specializing in depression, anxiety, relationships, and ADHD. Hugh, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're very welcome. So what made you choose therapy as a career?
For me, it's basically a vocation. It's something that I've been pushed into ever since I was a little kid, and I've been a student of human behavior for a really long time. And it's always happened over the years, no matter what I was doing, that people would come up to me and either want to talk about what's going on or ask what to do, or even plain ask me to explain things, which I've always found odd because I'm not sure what points me out as someone who can explain stuff to people. But, so finally when I went back to school to get my bachelor's degree in psychology, it just seemed like a natural extension of that.
What does cognitive behavioral mean, and how does it work in therapy?
Cognitive behavioral just means, it's just a word explaining the relationship between how we think about things and how our behavior affects things. So it turns out that, the way we think about things directly influences our behavior, and likewise, our behavior directly influences the way we think about things, and it directly influences the way other people think about things. So in therapy, basically how it works is that I end up, examining communication skills. That's really what happens. But more particularly, we analyze, the specific words and the language that people use to think about their behaviors and other people's behaviors and ask themselves, what that means to them. And we tackle it that way. And also in therapy, we look at the behaviors that seem to be causing troubles and ask ourselves, where that's coming from and how we can improve on that. So it's very practical that way.
What would you say sets you apart as a therapist?
I would say two things. First of all, I would say life experience. Before I ever got into therapy, I lived a very rich life with a very wide variety of jobs and experiences. I was a single parent through the passing of my kid's mother, and my son has ADHD and anxiety issues, and it turned out I had ADD, and going through all different issues like that, through all these experiences, and then going to university to get a degree in psychology, just sort of put all of that into perspective, and I think that's the major value that people can get when they come to me. It's just that sense that, I've been where they have been as well. The other thing I think is just pragmatism. My treatments are fast, effective, and to the point. The focus is on getting the client back to successful functionality rather than prolonging the therapy for my own profit. So I think those are the two things mainly that set me apart.
Some good stuff. Now, in your experience, are there any common problems that cross all mental health issues?
That's a good question. I think two things that I've seen that are very common are physical health and communication skill. I find constantly, people come and they're complaining of aches and pains in their problem, and they're complaining of depression and anxiety. And when you talk to them, you learn that, there's almost no focus in their lives on staying physically healthy. And research has shown quite conclusively that, if you get a half an hour of exercise a day, a lot of these things don't even happen. You think better, you feel better, and your social relationships are always a little bit better. So I would say physical health is one thing that is that seems to cut across all of it. And the communication skill, obviously, I find almost every client, I'm telling them, you know what, this is the one thing that we don't seem to learn in our society, at least in Canada. I'm sure it's not that much different in the States, but we don't teach communication skills. This is a huge deal. It's a very big deal for reasons I'm not sure we have time to get into right now, but I would say those two things cut across all issues.
Today we are with Hugh McGillivray, a cognitive behavioral therapist at Modern Health Solutions Counseling in Okanagan, British Columbia, Canada, specializing in depression, anxiety, relationships, and ADHD here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Hugh, you've stated elsewhere that you practice a very practical brand of therapy. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. You know, it's very common in modern therapy for therapists to go straight into a psychoanalysis, a Freudian kind of therapy. And while this is a useful thing to do, it's a well-researched brand of therapy. I think that in all cases, it's not always as practical as it could be. So, you know, for example, in anger management issues, there may be underlying issues supporting that anger, but you know what, explaining that isn't actually going to solve the problem. What is going to solve the problem is identifying the behaviors that are causing the problem and identifying the thought processes that are supporting that behavior. You get the person to deal with those, and I find that quite often they're able to handle the, you know, the underlying familial issues on their own. So that's part of what I find, and I find that you know, a lot of my clients, they come in, they've been through that process of psychoanalysis before and been very unsatisfied with it. So what I tend to do is I get straight to the point, discover the part where behaviors and thoughts are causing the trouble and address them. And I generally expect results in, you know, between 2 and 5 sessions, sometimes up towards of 10 sessions, obviously. But, you know, I work very fast.
Would there be any mental health issues that you do not treat?
Definitely. I'm not qualified, you know, strictly speaking, to handle medical issues such as schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. So I refer people in those cases. And there's other issues such as eating disorders where I really feel that you need a specialist to deal with those. So I refer people with eating disorders to specialists locally. And sexual abuse cases, I refer those for other reasons. And also personality disorders like antisocial personality disorder or narcissism or borderline personality disorder, I refer to specialists in those cases as well.
Could you give the listeners a couple of ways generally to improve their mental health?
Sure, yeah. I think first, just recognizing that mental health is 100% linked to your physical health. You can't really separate. I mean, it's not even accurate to have a separate category like mental health. It's health. So recognizing that, I would say getting a half an hour of exercise daily, even if that only means going for a short walk for you, then that is something that is going to improve your functioning right off the bat. And also a daily mental exercise such as reading something that you're interested in, or like I do sometimes, but not nearly often enough, is simple arithmetic exercises like I have on my tablet PC. I would say those things are going to help you a lot.
How about telling our listeners where they can be in touch with you and also to gather some more information about this topic?
They can reach me on my website, which is www.modhealth.org. That's modhealth.org. Or my blog, which is modhealth@blogspot.com. My email addresses and phone number are there if they prefer. I operate locally in the Okanagan, BC, Canada, but I also do online therapy via email and Skype if people prefer. So I'm definitely available.
Very good. And in conclusion, do you have any tips for listeners who are concerned with mental health?
A couple things, I think. I would just be careful of the information you look for, especially online. A lot of those sites that you're looking for information on are geared entirely to sell you something. So you need to be very careful about the information that you're looking at and double check it with other different sites and things like that. Worst comes to worst, always check with a medical doctor about it. And you know, if a medical doctor is scoffing at it, then they probably have good reason. other than that, eat right, exercise daily, that kind of thing.
We've been speaking with Hugh McGillivray, a cognitive behavioral therapist at Modern Health Solutions Counseling in Okanagan, British Columbia, Canada, specializing in depression, anxiety, relationships, and ADHD. And the website of reference, once again, is modhealth.org. Hugh, certainly been a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Mental Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.